If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
On a previous episode of Shadow Realm.
It's time. We must head down to the dark side.
I took a few steps back, readied myself, and leapt out into the air.
You cannot escape my wrath.
Way up high, above the flames that enveloped the canyon, a ball of green incandescence grew out of the space in front of the canyon ridge. In the blink of an eye, it emitted the shape of Ravan. But this Ravan looked nothing like the ten-headed demon with multiple arms, or scales, or even webbed wings. Instead, she looked like a human. A large, powerful woman in a freshly starched doctor's coat.
Pull the plug on her life support.
You? You're the one who wanted to kill my mother! Have I known you all along?
Hey, behind you. What's up, scrawny terrorist?
Elias? The one who drove a wedge between me and my mother? But how are you multiplying?
Ravan can be whatever he wants to be.
Goop eater, eating goop, eating stuff that looks like poop.
Athena? I thought I killed you!
And I thought you were the Ramayan expert.
You did kill Baljorni. But it didn't mean anything. Cut off a head, and it always grows back, meaner and uglier than before. Look around, and you shall find Ravan in every corner of your Lanka.
He was everywhere. His heads had manifested as 10 different demons in my life. One by one, out of the green fireball, emerged the rest of the boys.
Arya Bin Laden.
Goop Eater Terrorist!
Alec and Mitch just stood there, flicking wisps of green Rakshas energy towards me, echoing their friend's words. That was 8 Ravans. I kept pivoting until I stopped to face the 9th shape that emerged from the green ball. It was Jackson's racist mom, still dressed like an evil witch from the Halloween party.
Curry Muncher, it's the curry munching creep.
But for the first time in my life, the voices didn't faze me. I stood firm on the funeral pyre, engulfed by flames that couldn't reach me. I was protected by the power of the Agniestra. Then, my eyes fell upon the last Ravan. A thin, wiry creature in a black hooded cloak. Who is this person?
Ironic, is it not? That even in the best of moments, you cannot recognize yourself.
Myself? Impossible!
Maybe not right now, but once I have completely taken over...
Ravan cannot take over an Arya.
I took you over a long time ago.
The boy threw off his cloak. He was right. It was me, with my familiar sulky face, balancing on my blue and yellow skateboard. Only my body was translucent, and inside it burned the green fire of Rakshas energy.
Is it really a mirror image? Look at yourself now, Arya. Look at your true self. Now tell Ravan, is it a mirror image that you see?
I don't know. He looks exactly like me.
Arya, listen to me. This too is Ravan. Standing before you as your shadow realm. This is Arya of Ravan's passion.
You told me to quell my internal inflammation because you knew Ravan had created this demon. But now I know. I can also quell it because I have already. He no longer controls me.
Well done, Arya Veer. How will you use your final arrow?
One thing I know for sure. I'm in no hurry. But how do I kill all 10 of them with only one arrow?
Choose your target wisely. This is the golden arrow, and gold shines brighter than all other metals. Nothing shines brighter than Ravan.
Green fire began to emanate from the 10 Ravans, encircling my rainbow aura with flames of Rakshas energy. I strung the golden arrow to my cast iron bow, pivoting around one last time.
Destroy him!
All 10 Ravans zoomed in to attack me, but I didn't react. Instead, I slowed down. I observed the Ravans one by one, but who was it to be? The doctor? So flippant about killing others, he deserved to die. Athena? This was my last chance to finish her off for good. Wait, Elias, an enemy who pretended to be a friend. Jackson's racist mother? But then, my eye caught the black hooded cloak that lay hovering in the space before my alter ego, standing on his skateboard. It was Arya of Ravan's passion. Of course. I brought the tip of my golden arrow to rest at the forehead of my alter ego. As I breathed into my belly, I experienced an enormous energy exploding from every cell of my body. Then, shuffling the book in my head, I opened it to the very last portion of the epic. I saw Ram shoot his final arrow on the demon's navel. This is where his power emanated from, his very core. I caught a glimpse of Hanuman in the sky. He gestured a thumbs up at me.
You are doing as Ram would, as he did during another time.
I recognized his gruff voice, the head of school. Hanuman had been with me all along. I released the golden arrow, and everything froze. Just a single arrow sailing through the space between the two Aryas. The brave protector of the people, and the Arya of Ravan's passion. It sent ripples of rainbow energy, moving outwards from its tip, and moments later, it pierced directly through the navel. Arya of Ravan's passion, shattered into a million pieces. The other nine figures coalesced into a ball of green flames. The green ball morphed into the traditional form of Ravan from the epic. A demon with 10 heads, each different. As the demon disintegrated into the canyon floor, I stood fearless.
Do you truly believe that this is the end? The dark forces will meet you again. When man has depleted the resources of his natural habitat, Ravan shall rise again.
The walls of the canyon were closing in, bringing together the trees that had once separated it. The funeral stake on which I stood began to sink into the canyon. The floor of the canyon opened and swallowed the stake. I had to escape now. One final plavang. I landed upon a grassy clearing. The energy aura around me disappeared. All that remained of Lanka was a multitude of fruit trees swaying in the gentle breeze of the morning.
Efforts have once again helped save the history of our people. Let no one believe that the old world tribes of India can ever become extinct.
Wait. I need to say something. Before I came here, I only really knew about you from my mother's stories. I never believed you really existed. To me, it was a glorified fairy tale about forest monkeys. It didn't occur to me that forest dwellers like yourselves had the ability to wage war, certainly not against demons. Today, I understand why my mother talked about you with such respect. You all stand by your identity, your culture, and your people. You risk your lives to save your history from being eroded, so you can continue to uphold the flag of Hanuman. Thank you for helping me vanquish Ravan. But more importantly, thank you for showing me who I need to be.
Jai Arya, leader of the Old World Tribes!
I joined my hands in a namaste to the Vanars, Chimpu returned the show of respect.
Come, Pandu is waiting.
First, I must pay a quick visit to the medicine woman. Trust me, we won't be too late for Pandu.
But what for? You never did find the deep medicine.
But I did. It was in my hands the whole time.
Thank you for listening to Shadow Realm. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone who'd love to journey through the Aria Chronicles. Visit theariachronicles.com for more information. Be sure to rate and review us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Coming up on Shadow Realm.
The medicine woman was seated on a hillock, overlooking the black stream, deep in meditation.
My child, you have learned your lesson well.
Stay tuned for more.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.